You're listening to the Public Daily Briefing by Atlas News.
Today is May 3rd, 2024. Intelligence cutoff is 0100 hours. Brief length is 7 minutes. Let's get started. Starting off in Europe, where protesters took to the streets of several German cities in the annual Workers' Day demonstrations. The demonstrations, which drew thousands of participants in cities like Berlin, Stuttgart, and Hamburg, brought together a diverse array of voices, including members of left-wing parties, unions, and other activist groups. While the protests in Berlin and Hamburg remained largely peaceful, the situation took a turn in Stuttgart, where clashes erupted between demonstrators and police. The confrontation in Stuttgart escalated quickly, with police resorting to forced dispersion tactics after demonstrators reportedly attacked them with pepper spray and improvised weapons. Despite efforts to maintain control, the situation deteriorated, leading to the cancellation of the demonstration and the arrest of 167 individuals. However, protesters denied the allegations of violence, accusing the police of unjustified aggression and claiming that 95 people were injured as a result of police actions. Meanwhile, in Berlin and Hamburg, authorities reported larger turnouts compared to previous years, with concerns about potential violence prompting heightened security measures. While anti-Israel and pro-Palestine sentiments were evident in some banners and signs, authorities managed to maintain order, with police securing stone deposits along the protest routes in Berlin to prevent potential violence. The demonstrations also provided a platform for prominent figures, like Jasmine Fahimi, chairwoman of the German Trade Union Confederation, to address pressing issues such as workers' rights, social inequality, and the rise of, quote, right-wing extremism. Fahimi's impassioned speech underscored the importance of unions in safeguarding democracy and called for solidarity in the face of divisive forces. Similar sentiments were echoed in speeches delivered in other German cities, with speakers highlighting the need for collaboration between employers and unions to address economic challenges and ensure better working conditions for all. Overall, the Workers' Day demonstrations serve as a barometer of public sentiment and political engagement in Germany, offering insights into the country's social and political landscape ahead of the upcoming European Parliament elections. The protests also reflect the enduring influence of global conflicts like the Israeli-Palestinian conflict on domestic discourse, highlighting the interconnectedness of international and local issues. Now on to the Middle East, where the Bahraini-Iran-backed Shia militia group, Saraya al-Ashtar, now rebranded as the Islamic Resistance in Bahrain, claimed responsibility for a drone attack on the Israeli city of Eilat, which has sparked considerable attention and skepticism. Originally established as Saraya al-Ashtar, the group has a history of carrying out attacks primarily against Bahraini security forces, with its last known activity dating back to 2017. During its active years, the group also issued threats against Israeli interests in Bahrain and the wider region, although no such attacks were confirmed. The recent statement by the group alleging a drone strike on an Israeli transportation company's headquarters in Eilat on April 27th has raised doubts due to the lack of corroborating evidence or reports of drone activity on the day. The group's claim, coupled with the release of footage showing a drone launch, suggests an attempt to assert its presence and signal support for Gaza amid ongoing conflicts with Israel. However, skepticism surrounds the group's capability to pose a significant and sustained threat to Israel or its interests. While the use of explosive UAVs similar to those employed by other Iran-backed militias implies external support, Saraya al-Ashtar likely lacks the manpower and resources required for consistent operations against Israel. The announcement serves as a reminder of Iran's influence in the region and its support for proxy groups, but the credibility of Saraya al-Ashtar's claims remains uncertain. As tensions persist in the Middle East, monitoring the activities and intentions of such groups will be essential for regional security and stability. Ending with a story regarding cybercrime. Yaroslav Vasinsky, also known by the alias Robotnik, has been sentenced to 13 years and 7 months in prison for his involvement in over 2,500 ransomware attacks, demanding more than $700 million in ransom payments. The U.S. Department of Justice announced his sentencing on May 1st, along with an order to pay over $16 million in restitution. Vasinsky, age 24, was extradited to the United States as part of Operation Gold Dust, a collaborative effort involving 17 countries and various law enforcement agencies. He was taken into custody by Polish authorities and charged with his role in the R-Evil Ransomware as a Service, RAS operation. The charges included multiple ransomware attacks, notably the July 2021 supply chain attack against IT software company Kaseya, which affected over 1,500 downstream victims. The collaborative efforts also led to the seizure of $6.1 million USD of traced ransom payments received by Russian national Yevgeny Polyanin, who was charged alongside Vasinsky for conducting ransomware attacks against Texas businesses and state organizations. FBI Director Christopher Wray highlighted the significance of the arrests and asset seizures, emphasizing the cooperation between international partners and the private sector in combating cyber threats. Vasinsky had previously pleaded guilty to multiple charges, including conspiracy to commit fraud, damage to protected computers, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. His guilty plea was associated with an 11-count indictment in the Northern District of Texas. Revel, also known as Soda Nokibi, was a prominent Russian-speaking RAS operation that emerged in 2019, responsible for numerous high-profile attacks, including those on Texas municipalities and IT companies like Kaseya. Revel was known for its extortion tactics, threatening to publish stolen data unless ransoms were paid. Following the disappearance of Revel's infrastructure from the internet in July 2021, law enforcement agencies intensified their efforts against the group. The FBI's collaboration with international partners led to significant disruptions, including the indictment and extradition of Vasinsky. As of January 2022, Russian authorities announced the neutralization of the group's information infrastructure, signaling a significant blow to Revel's operations. However, Vasinsky's sentencing underscores the ongoing efforts to hold cybercriminals accountable for their actions. And that's all we have for you today. We'll see you on Monday.